Okay, Pasuk says, "Minigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael," there will be some come sanctified amongst the Yidden. So he says, "L'havim alosh and teich." What does it mean? Teich b'nei Yisrael means in middle. What do you mean? I'll be sanctified by the Yidden. What do you mean in middle of the Yidden? Gamzerch l'havim my mother Chazal b'inyan sheish gimel kitas malachim. It says the Chazal, the Gemara tells us the three groups of malachim. Kadachasem is kaddish. One group says kaddish once. Kadachas emer is kaddish kaddish. One says twice kaddish. The kadachas emer is kaddish 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 Hashem tzvokim. And the third group of malachim says three times kaddish. So one group says once kaddish, twice kaddish, three times kaddish. K'deizim b'chulin, Gemara says in chulin. V'lotz leimar, what does this mean? Shakat achas emer is pamechot kaddish. That the first group, what do you mean simply? The first group says Kaddish once. Kata base came from very mean base bomb in Kaddish. The second group says twice Kaddish. Kata gimel bomb in Kameshana Emra like we say. So we say like the third group that says three times Kaddish. So we have to understand what does all that mean. One says once Kaddish, twice Kaddish, three times Kaddish. Gam tzarech lohovim asher kazeh b'nazir. Gam kin loshin Kaddish. By another it also uses the word Kaddish. Where when it says Kaddish here Gadol Pera, that his hair will be holy. So he says, what does all this mean? He says in Iksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Srofim Emdemi Malay. Simply it means the Srofim stand above him, above the Shekhinah. The Srofim we need to understand, Eichi Tochen Shiyamdu Kbim Malay Shekhinah. How is it possible that they stand above the level of the Shekhinah? Balehem Nivroim Bali Gvul. L'cheire, they're limited creatures. They're limited. So how can they possibly stand above Hashem? It can be. They're created limited creatures. How can they do it? He says like this. In Exiv, Kim Chomekar Chayim. Another question, it says, with you is the source of life. So the Alter Rebbe asks, V'lam Eleinam Eva'atav Mekar Chayim. Why does it say, Ki Imcha, which means, with you is the source of life? It should say, you are the source of life. Why does it say with you? Okay, so he asked a whole bunch of questions. What does it mean, Teich b'nei Yisrael? It should say, v'negdashti b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean, Teich in the middle of the Jews? Also, what is this three malachim? One says once Kaddish, twice Kaddish, three times Kaddish. What does this all mean? And also, we find by Nazir is also the expression of Kedusha. And another thing he says, why does it say Imcha Mekar Chaim, with you is the source of life? It should say you are the source of life. So he says, V'yovan called the Behegdim. So we'll understand this by first introducing the concept, Pirish V'inyan Kaddish. What does the word Kaddish mean? Holy. What does holy mean? What does Kaddish mean? Hinei Kaddish Pirushim Muvdo. The definition of the word Kaddish means separated. Like we know that a prostitute is also called Kadesha. Right? Well, because it's separated, not for Kedusha, but for evil. Kamesha calls Tivani Avayalesha Nisi. Because it says like this, Hashem is Ani Avayalesha Nisi. Yeah. A middle class, why? Yeah. Okay. In the corner over there. Yeah. Okay, yeah, got it. He says, okay, what does it mean? He says like this. What a Kaddish means, Haniyavai L'Shenisi. What does it mean Hashem is removed from the world? Haniyavai L'Shenisi means Hashem didn't change. Meaning, Shein Shem Shinui Etzli Yisbarach. There's no difference by Hashem, Ben Kedem B'Riyasa Elam. Whether before creation or La'acha Shenivar after creation. There's no difference before creation and after creation. Kamay Malekut says, Atu Kedem Shenivar Elam, Atu La'acha Shenivar. you are the, simply means Hashem, you were there before and you're there after. But deeper means the same way you existed before, the same way that you were the only thing that existed, so now also you're the only thing that existed. Which means there's no change or effect through creation of the world, and like it says, anirishim aniachim. What do you mean anirishim? The same way Hashem is anirishim, meaning just like before creation it was only Hashem, the same thing aniachim that you're leaving. Okay, goodbye.
God bless you.
Final fisher is barak moved on me call elements of Hashem is removed from all worlds. Hainu shah yeitzi mechaya mahava elements. The way Hashem, what do you mean l'chayla? The obvious question is like this. If Hashem is giving existence to the world, then he should change. Before the world, he didn't give existence. And after the world, he is giving existence. So l'chayla, it's like before the neshama is in the body, it didn't deal with the body. Now the neshama is in the body, it deals with the body. So why isn't there a change? He says, because by Hashem, ain't a k'mesha nefesh mechayat haguf. It's not like the nefesh gives life to the body. Shemuhutza nefesh mamish mislabesh b'teich haguf l'chayotza. That the nefesh itself, when the nefesh gives life to the body, the nefesh itself comes into the body directly. And therefore the neshama is affected by the body. Hari nitfesis mamish b'teich haguf, the neshama is grasped within the body. Umeschalek hachayis ha-mispashit mimeno ba'aguf. And he says, now the neshama that's permeating the body is divided into three general categories. One is hachayis ha-mlubash b'meichem shebirosh, the chayis that are in the head. Hachayis shebaguf, the chayis which are is in the body, the chayis shebiraglayim, and the chayis in the foot, in other 613. But generally speaking, there is the head, the body, and the feet. Yeah. So therefore, the nisham, like he says, hachayis hamalubesh barosh, the chayis in the head, nailu yaitzir harvei mechayis shebaguf, is much greater than the chayis of the body. The chayis of the head is much greater than the chayis of the body. Kenir b'chus. Like we see clearly, Shadosh, who company misachayt, all the internal faculties of the person, the thinking and the talking and the seeing and the hearing and the smelling, is all in the head. Haino keach machshava vaseichel, the keach of seichel is in the head. Vachusha mamay and ba'ulam shebeponim, and the higher faculties of the head, ri'ia, shmiya, chulo, seeing and listening and so on. Vachaya shebago fulamata bechina zu. And the chayis of the body is even lower. Over there is a level of midas which are lamata miyaseichel, lower than seichel. The gam koyach hamayse should be a dayim, and also the power of action in the hands. Who lamata b'madrega is lower minachushin shebifpanim riyav shmir, is much lower than seeing and listening. Va'achekach b'raglayim. Hachayis yaisa lamata comes even lower than the chayis of the body. So in other words, there's three distinct levels. The head is the highest, then you have the body, then you have the foot. Why is there this difference? Mipnei shameich and shabarosh hemiskavlam tchilo hachayis, to get the chayis first of the neshama. Where did Al Rebbe says in Tanya, where did the neshama initially reveal itself in the body? In the head. From the deeper level of the nefesh. The deeper level of the nefesh gets it first in the head. So therefore the higher chayis is in the head. From the lowest level of the head, it comes into the body. Therefore the life of the body is lower than the head, because first it comes into the head, that's the primary chayis of the neshama, then it goes into the body. The same thing from the body to the feet. The chayis that comes from the nefesh, mischalek al gemuchalok and klali manal, rosh v'guf raglayim. Okay, so he's saying like this: the Hashem is not like the neshama in the body. The neshama, the body, there's the head, the body, the foot. And the yesh b'chol echod kama yivarim pratim k'neid. And there are many other limbs, detailed limbs. The head, generally speaking, but you have in the head many different things. Al b'chol and gimel b'chinas. And now, generally speaking, the three levels. Where does the change? Why is there a change in this? B'shini b'chinas sehem. And the difference between the chayis of the head, body, and foot. The change that comes from the nefesh, the head gets the higher level of the nefesh. The nimsa shachayis and nefesh in pesach and mislabesh in mamish b'teichli aguf. Why does the head get higher than the body? Because the head is more internal, higher levels, more refined levels. And therefore, they're a vessel for it. If they're a vessel, a greater vessel, they get more. The body is a lesser vessel, they get less. Therefore, it's divided. The chayis that comes from the nefesh, and it passes beguf, and it becomes grabbed in the body. Because the head is higher kelim, higher faculties than the body. Therefore, it gets more from the nefesh, which is kriyach machshav v'aseichel. Aval mashu yizbarach mechayis ha'ilamis, ain't it king? So he says like this, Hashem doesn't change from before and after. Why doesn't Hashem change? Because unlike the neshama in the body, over there there's a change. The head is higher than the body, higher than the foot. So the head gets more than the body in the northern form. That's it. So you have to. Okay, so therefore there's a difference between one level and the next. But, this that Hashem gives life to the world, ain't a king. It's not like that. In other words, by the body, the nefesh permeates the body, and therefore more the keli. The more you get, the less the keli, the less you get. But this that Hashem gives life to the world is not like the neshama in the body that comes into different stages. By Hashem, there's no division. So when Hashem gives life to the world, it doesn't matter, the higher world, lower world, that Hashem gives infinite chayis, that doesn't change. You can't even say beginning and end. Because Hashem is the same beginning, the same end. Not like the neshama and the tabesh isn't good. But when later on, the Alter Rebbe is going to ask, in Elokus, there is also the level of mamalik kol almin. Given me what Al Kareb is not speaking like that. He asks, there is, and he says, yeah, there is. But he says like this, when the Pasuk, what's the definition of Kaddish? Nikdash, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. What does Kaddish mean? Remove from the world. He says, what does it mean, remove from the world? Unlike the Nefesh in the body, that the Nefesh is in the body, and therefore affected by the body, Hashem is removed from the world to such an extent, the world doesn't affect it at all. There's no higher, lower, middle. The neshama affects the body and therefore affected by the body. Therefore, the neshama is revealed more in the head than in the body, than in the foot. Over there, there's change. Because the nefesh permeates into the level of the world. Hashem and Yavayla Shanisi. The before, after, it's all the same thing. That you can't say now that the question Al Rebbe asked, before Hashem created the world, he didn't have to give a world existence. Now there is a world, he has to make the world live. Why doesn't that change him? Yeah? Now he has to deal with the world, before he didn't have to deal with the world. So the Al Rebbe is saying, because the Hashem has nothing to do with the world. There's no difference whether there is a world or there isn't a world. It doesn't cause him any change whatsoever. Because his chalkas differentiation comes, misad is slapshus, because when you permeate, then you have a difference. There's a head, a body, and a foot. Fishaklay, a mechan nylam yaser, chain established by mechanisal yena yaser, therefore there's a higher level in the head than in the foot. Vizal davke, bechinis a chayas, a mislabish, betecha kelim. The chayas of the neshama that permeates the body, then you can say that. The head is higher, gets more. The body is lower, gets less. Mashenki, bayiva, when it comes to Hashem. This that Hashem deals with world, he has nothing to do with the world. He has nothing to do with them. There's no difference. Hashem doesn't permeate. A mushroom for this, by the way, which is not a real mushroom, but a little bit. When the sun shines, yeah, the sun itself is totally unaffected how much light you let into the room. Whether you have more light in the room, less light in the room. The sun is not working harder because now there's more light in the room. The sun works less because there's less light in the room. It doesn't work like that. The sun doesn't change. The sun is shining. It doesn't change. There is a room, you're letting in, not letting in. There is a cave, a dark cave, another. It's totally irrelevant. The sun has nothing to do with it. And that's why Elokus. Elokus is Elokus. There is a world. There isn't a world. It's all the same thing. It's not changing him in any way whatsoever. And he says, "Vezel piyush v'inyin kodesh." This is the definition of the word kodesh. V'negdashli b'seich v'nei yisrael kodesh kodesh kodesh, meaning she is baruch kodesh who moved the me'elim of Hashem is completely removed from the world. The alpha b'shemachayil ma'ava eisen. Miyayin, even though Hashem does create the world, yes, miyayin, but it's like the sun giving light to the world. Im kol ze einim islavish b'teichum Hashem doesn't come in them at all. The figoch ein shum shinu v'ispailis etzi yizborich. Me'abriya, there's no change and difference the way it is in creation. Masha ein ken in neshama. Mispa'elis mimikri agu. Unlike the neshama, which is affected by the body, because the neshama is affected in the body. So now let me give a simple definition of the word kodesh. Kodesh means he's removed, separated. Because he's removed and separated, he has nothing to do with the world. There's nothing to do with the world. Nothing. Unlike the neshama, which is affected by the body. By the way, therefore, the neshama is affected by the body too. If the body is affected by the neshama, then the neshama is affected by the body. But by Elokus, like we said, the sun, it shines. It's not affected whether you let him in, you don't let him in. It's totally irrelevant. Okay, so now, like we said, Alter Rebbe is going to ask, but in creation there's also a difference. There's Atzilus and B'riya Tzeh Nasiya. Atzilus is higher. There's Daimim Tzameya Chai Medaber. There is a differentiation world. Here we're coming along. There's no differentiation world. Hashem gives life equally to everything. He says, Omnam Tzarech Lohovin in Beis. He said, we need to understand. Shai B'riya Tzeh is Yishkamkin Yitzchalkis Madregis Inketz. There is division. Just as we're saying, the Neshama of the world has and the Neshama in the body has division. So the neshama, Elokus in the world also divisions. Ki yadua b'inyin ishtalshus ha'elemus. Like it's known in the chain of the worlds, there's gaveya mi'al gaveya Hashem. There's a super lofty level, like Atzilus, and then there's B'riya, and then there's Yisi, and each one. V'gam ba'elem hazeh, anu ra'im chalukim adreiv, da'im tzumei chayim edab, Yosef, the different levels. V'gam b'chlal, and generally speaking, just like there's head, body and foot in the neshama, so the same thing is on Elokus. There's Bria, Yitzir, and Asiya, which is head, body, and foot. Gimel Bchinis Kolim, like it says, Ulechvoyedi Berosiv Yitzativ Afasisiv, which are the Gimel Elemis Kolim, the general world, and he said, Ganeid Ohelion, Ganeid Natachlin, and Elemat. In other words, Rebbe says like this, because the Medrash always gives the analogy, Aman Neshama Malas Aguf. Just like the neshama permeates the body, so Hashem permeates the world. So just like in the body, there's three divisions, head, body, and foot. So in world, there's also three levels. Because the same neshama in Hashem. So therefore, there's B'riya Tzeh Nasiya, or Ganei Na'elyon, Ganei Na'tachten, or Elam Hazeh. So there's also different. So the question is, if there's if there's a difference, so what, that's contradicting what we're just saying. The whole thing, the first of Dr. Rebbe is explaining that Hashem doesn't change by the world, not affected by the world, because he has nothing to do with the world. He's removed from the world. We find differentiations. And he said, well, mamish, this is mamish, al-derech moshes, chalkas, achay, shebegufa, adam. It's mamish exactly. Why are you saying it's different than the Nisham, the body? It's exactly the same. Shemizchali, b'chal, gemu, b'chinez, rosh, guveregu. And the gachor, elim hazeh, is called ha'aretz, adim ragli. You already say, Koyamar Hashem, the Shemayim Kisi, Hashem says, this is my chair, V'haritz Adem Ragla, and the earth is my footstool. Yeah? He said, there's Ganei Nataknun, is the marshal of the goof, where the Midasar, okay? And therefore it says, the six Svidis shine in Yitzira. It says in Kabbalah this way. It says in Kabbalah this. Yud Kei Vavke, yeah? Is Chochma Bina, six Midas of Malchus. But Yud Kei Vavke is in the four worlds. Yud is Atzilus, He is Bria, Vav is Yitzira, and He is Asiya. So therefore, it says in Kabbalah, in Zayed, that Yud shines in Atzilus. Chochma, which is Bittul, shines in Atzilus. He, which is Bina, shines in Bria, which is Seichel. Vav is the sixth Midas that shines in Yitzira. And He, which is Malchus, shines in Asiya. So the Chayyid, there is all these differentiations.